Isn't that absolutely amazing how one shoebox filled with a couple of personal hygiene items, a toy or two, but more importantly, a book that shares the hope of the gospel can go all the way around the world to reach one person who would not know the name of Jesus or the free gift of salvation that he alone brings otherwise. If you want to know why we do what we do at the Vine, that is it. Everything we do would be to reach the one person to find out and discover who Jesus is and that they would receive the free gift of salvation that Jesus came, lived, died, and rose again to give us. And so if it's your first time getting to spend time with us here at the Vine, this is Connection Day One for you. And we are so honored that you would spend this time with us. When you gather with us in person, we have a space and a place created specifically for you that we call the Garden. But here's the deal. You're watching online, so you can't gather with us in person, but we'll look forward to seeing you next week. So you say, how can I connect today? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Maybe you love to send emails. You got a prayer request. Maybe you have some questions about the church. You can send those to hello@thevine.tv. But I'm so thankful for technology. We have our free church app that is our information hub. You can download that for free today at thevine.tv/app. And in there, you'll find a place to send us a message, send your prayer request, why we do what we do, why we believe what we believe. There's a Bible reading app in there, a Bible in there, even a space and a place for you to take notes. So today, make sure you take advantage of that because that is how we can connect with you. The Garden is all about connecting with you and walking with you through the season that you are in. Which leads to one more thing. We not only do all that we can to reach the one with the hope of the gospel, we give here at the Vine Church. We give of our time, our talent, and our treasure. You see, our sowers believe you can't outgive God. More on that here in just a moment. But we believe one shoebox in God's hands can do more than $1 trillion in our bank account. We believe that, and we know it's true. See, that $1 trillion, as we are finding out more than ever, will lose value and will not make an eternal impact as much as a shoebox that shares the hope of the gospel. And so here we're going to celebrate here in just a second, but we always talk about how we have been able to be blessed at the time this is recorded to give over $263,000 sown into global missions around the world. But really what we care about is that one discovering Jesus and receiving that free gift of salvation. So today you may say, what in the world can I do? I can only give a dollar. And I just want to say, I hope and pray that you would trust Jesus with that dollar more than anything else. Maybe you would like to partner with us. You can do that today at thevine.tv/give or for free in our church app. And before we step into our message today, would you bow your heads and let's say a word of prayer to the Lord. Dear Jesus, thank you for this time that you have given us. You have anointed and appointed this time. We thank you for every eye, ear, and heart that is here listening, seeing, and I pray that their heart would be open for what you would have for them. Jesus, we just lay down everything we have to do before this or after this in this moment of surrender. We lay it at your feet because Jesus, we want to know you more today. And as we know you more, we know your promise is true. We will leave here better than how we walked in. No matter what season anyone is in right now, Jesus, I pray that they would feel your presence, would feel your peace. And most importantly today, if someone doesn't know you, Jesus, I pray that they would say yes to your free gift of salvation. We love you, Jesus. We thank you that you let us get to do that. It is for your name and for your glory we pray. Amen. Now, if you've got your Bible today, I'm so excited. We are in our We Are the Church series. We're wrapping it up today, and we've been walking through our Vine Code and what we believe at the Vine TV. So we're on the last two things we believe here at the Vine TV. So if you've got your Bible today, let's go ahead and get to it. Go ahead and get to Luke 19. That's where we're going to be hanging out today. And that's where we're going to be learning from this guy named Zacchaeus. We're going to learn about a guy named Zacchaeus. And what we're going to learn through today is this. He says, here and now I give. Here and now I give. Have any of us, as we set this up, before we get into the Word of God here, has any of us just ever felt small? Like, I don't know, like physically small. Maybe you like to watch basketball or NBA and you see this guy and he looks so short on the court, but when you go to meet him, you still got to look up to him to say hello. Like, I feel that way sometimes in the NFL. Maybe wherever you are right now, you feel small. You've been working at the same job for 20 years and you were supposed to be in a better position or a different position right now, and you just feel small because you're in the same space. Maybe right now you're in a tough time and a rough patch in a relationship and you feel like the other person just does not care about you and you feel pretty small and unseen right now. Maybe right now you thought you were going to have that $1 trillion in the bank account by now, and when you look at it, it seems so small. Maybe right now you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you know He's called you to this big thing, but you feel so small, as Gideon did, to walk in it. Wherever you are right now, I'm going to say I'm so thankful for the Word of God, because as we dive in and learn about this man named Zacchaeus, maybe even a reminder for some of us, for those times and those seasons when we feel small, I believe that Jesus is going to move like never before today. So before you get there, hang in there. I want you to repeat this after me. If you got some people around you, go ahead and say it. I'd love for you to say it to two people, and it's this: God loves me and God sees me. God loves me and God sees me. God loves me and God sees me. So if you've got your Bible today, let's go ahead and get to Luke 19. If you don't have your Bible, as always, we have them free for the asking in the garden when you hang out with us in person. But once again, thank the Lord for technology and for sowers who have a heart to make sure all would know the name of Jesus and receive His gift of salvation. Our Vine production team will make sure wherever you're watching around the world, the scripture is on the screen. And once again, you can get the scripture and even take your own notes in our free Vine Church app. If you're with me, give me an amen wherever you're at. Come on, give me an amen. Amen. Let's dive into the Word of God. Let's see what we can learn from Zacchaeus today. Verse 1 in chapter 19, Luke 19, verse 1. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. Now, if you grew up in church, you had VBS, you had Sunday school, you dove into the Word. I know right now my ADHD is kicking in. Yours probably is too. And it's, Zacchaeus was a wee little man and a... Right, wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore. Okay, we're going to get into there. Sorry, ADHD. So Zacchaeus, not only was he a wee little man, but everyone thought little of him, not just his stature, because he was a tax collector. Now, if you think the IRS gives you a bad rap today, tax collectors back then were hated, because what they were supposed to do is they had to collect taxes for Rome, and then anything they wanted above and beyond that, they could take off the top. And if the people didn't pay what they wanted above and beyond, they could have had their taxes to Rome paid, but the tax collector could have had them thrown in jail if they didn't give them their cut. So tax collectors were basically like the IRS and I don't know, whatever else you want to say. Whatever. They were IRS and maybe a sleazy lawyer or a sleazy car salesman or a sleazy realtor. There's some good ones that I happen to know. I'm just saying, there's some good realtors. Whatever that is, they were not loved and liked. So Zacchaeus now all of a sudden is a tax collector. He's very wealthy. He couldn't see. And it says here in verse 4, he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, since Jesus was coming his way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. And so wherever you are right now, we are talking to the last two things we believe at the Vine TV, but look at this transformation in Zacchaeus. He had spent his whole life trying to build worldly wealth to be rejected. And so he said, okay, I've got to do one more thing. This ain't working, so I got to change it. I got to try one more thing. So he runs ahead of everybody. He climbs up a sycamore tree. Some of us would call that religion. You try to think you can earn your way to God or maybe earn your way to worth. Others of us would say maybe it was a corporate ladder where we had to step over everybody to get to the top. And he's at the top of the tree and he's still not revered. He's still not seen. And all of a sudden, Jesus comes up to him and says, Zacchaeus, I see you. But the only way that we can have a conversation is if you come down. And so that's what Zacchaeus does. He comes down. He not only has a conversation with Jesus, he invites Jesus in. And they have a relationship. They have a meal together. And all of a sudden, Zacchaeus wasn't worried about the crowd, about the people still talking trash about him, about the people who didn't like him, who still only saw him as a small sinner. Instead, he said, Jesus, because of your love for me, because of you being my Savior, my hope, the only satisfaction or fulfillment that I will ever have, I've given half of what I own to the poor. That worldly wealth didn't matter no more. Now it mattered in how he was generous with it. Not only that, he said, if I have cheated anyone, I will pay them $4 for every dollar that I have cheated them. Now, do you think in those conversations that Jesus did not come up? You absolutely know. I bet Zacchaeus' house was full of people. And that's why I want to share with you today, really quickly, in the time we have left, the last two things we believe here at the Vine Church. And the first is this. We believe you can't outgive God. We believe you can't outgive God. We just read Zacchaeus is living that. Once he gave his life to Christ, he didn't hoard everything. See, his whole life before that was wealth. He thought if I had the most stuff, then I would be satisfied. And none of it filled. So much so, he said, I got to go see who this Jesus is. Nothing else is working. I got to see who he is. See, we live that out here at the Vine Church. We live out you can't outgive God. And this is how. 15% of all tithes and offerings received go to gospel-centered nonprofits and the local church around the world. What does that mean? Right off the top, God has called us to give that away. He's called us to give 10% to the local church around the world. So far since we've launched, God has been faithful. We've been able to sow into 51 churches since we've launched. Now, do the math in 6 years. God has called us to give to some more than once. And how did that come about? Well, just like we're about to talk about with our nonprofits, this isn't something we have a few offerings that we plan to give every year. This is outside of the offerings. This is the monthly tithes and offerings that come in. We pray to the Lord and ask him who he would have us to give to, and that's who we give to. Which leads to 5% that goes to gospel-centered nonprofits around the world. Now, we were walking in obedience to the Lord and said, Lord, you've called us to give 15%, but I'm here to celebrate today how we live. You can't outgive God. We've seen over 30% of tithes and offerings received go to global missions around the world. And you know what? We still know the best is still yet to come. And see, maybe that's where you are right now. When I say you can't outgive God, you're thinking financially, but let me be even more important. We're not just talking about finances when it comes to you can't outgive God. We say it each and every week. We talk about our sowers giving of their time, their talent, and their treasure. See, the treasure is not the measure of which we can say that our heart is fully to the Lord. That the treasure is Christ should be the treasure of our heart. And because of that, we believe you can't outgive God. We give of our time. We give of the gifts that God has given us, our talent, our expertise. We give of that as well, and we give of our treasure. Each and every week, this church is built up and tore down. It starts as a gym, and it goes back to a gym when it's all said and done. We do that to make room and make space for others, not only to encounter Jesus when they feel small, but some to find him for the first time. Zacchaeus lives this out. We do the same here at the Vine Church. The next thing we believe is we believe we are God's plan for growing his church. We are God's plan for growing his church. If you were with us a couple of weeks ago, what we shared were a few stats about Spartanburg and Union County here in South Carolina. Excuse me. Both of our counties where all of our sowers are from, there are over 78,000 people that would say they are unchurched. It means they don't ever go to church. Of that, I would say I would move there even more that might go to church that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But we're going to stick with this number, 78,000 that don't know the Lord. Admittedly so. They don't go to church. They don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Well, did you know, statistically speaking, in the United States, 96% of people that don't go to church are just waiting for someone to ask them to come sit with them at church? And they would say yes? That's over 70,000.
5,000 people in our backyard that are just waiting for somebody to say yes. Just waiting for somebody to say, hey, come sit with me at church on Sunday. And see, at the Vine Church, we don't sit back on our laurels because of that. We don't say, hey, that's it, I'm saved, I ain't got to do nothing else. No, 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 no. We say if no one else is going to tell them Jesus, we are. Because if not us, then who? So we invite, we invest, and we ask others to come be a part of what Jesus is doing, because there was no plan B. We are plan A. We are God's plan for growing His church. And I don't know about you, wherever you are, if I were God and I had to pick someone to be my vessel to share my glory to the ends of the earth, now you can judge me if you want. It's totally fine. There are two things that come to mind, but I'm only going to share one. We'll share the other at a different time. If I had to pick anything, it would probably be a dog. Wouldn't you pick dogs? They're loyal. I mean, all they do, every now and again, they throw a ball under the couch and they get upset. And I just want to tell you, they have been staring at that M&M under your refrigerator, just waiting for it to attack your family. But dogs are so loyal. They're loyal. And so for each and every one of us, wouldn't you think God would choose that? But instead, He said, no, of all the things in all creation that I'm going to make in my image and be my vessels to share my glory to the ends of the earth, it's human beings. And so that's why at the Vine Church, we believe we are God's plan and growing His church. That is what Zacchaeus just did. He not only gave, he lived it out by bringing others in. And so I want to end really quickly where I started. I want you to repeat after me. God loves me and God sees me. God loves me and God sees me. God loves me and God sees me. This season you're in right now, you may feel really small. Maybe right now you've climbed the tree and you're on top of the tree and you think that was the destination and the goal. And I just want to tell you, eventually that tree gets cut down. And eventually everything you've collected in this life will fade and die away. The only thing that is eternal is either salvation and life through Christ alone or death without Him. See, you can spend your whole life climbing tree after tree after tree, trying to go to the tallest one to be the king of the forest. And I just want to tell you, it will crumble and it will fade. But would you be like Zacchaeus? Would you consider Jesus? Would you know that God sees you? He sees you. You're not too small for Him. I'm not too small for Him. So much so, here's the thing when it comes to a tree. See, here in a couple of weeks, some of us may already have it up. You're going to set up a Christmas tree, right? And a Christmas tree is great. What does a Christmas tree have? A Christmas tree brings joy because there are presents under the tree. There are gifts under the tree. And see, for each and every one of us, that I will say, after Christmas Day, the joy is gone, right? You got to clean up the wrapping paper, and it's time to move on to the next thing. But you see, God, here's the thing with God, how it comes for each and every one of us. See, all of us were made in the image of God, but instead we rebelled against God and are born into sin. And you say, well, I've never sinned. And I just want to say, if you've ever been 2 years old and you've ever been selfish, you have sinned. All of us have sinned. And see, the wages of that sin is eternal separation from God that is life. It is death. Death. The wages of sin is death. But God loved us enough. He said, I don't want you to walk into life. I don't want you just to be born to die. I created you to be born to live forever with me. But you see, we couldn't climb enough trees. We couldn't earn our way to it. We can never be righteous. We can never pay the penalty for our sins on our own. We can never have this full eternal life unless God came down for us. See, God sent the gift of His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to live the perfect, sinless life you and I cannot live. And there's freedom now. All of a sudden, Jesus has already done it for us. Praise God. What did that do? That made us righteous. That means we could come down the tree, as Zacchaeus did, and go into the presence of God. But here's the thing. We couldn't talk with God or be in His presence for long if we had any sin inside of us or did not pay the sacrifice, which is death. And so what God did is when Jesus Christ came, He not only lived the perfect sinless life, He died the death, bearing God's full wrath for our sins on the cross. So now we don't have to figure out if it's a ram or a goat, a dove, a sheep, or the fatted calf. Instead, we have an eternal sacrifice that is Christ, who paid the penalty for our sin. But he didn't stop there. See, he rose again on the third day and left an empty tomb, defeating death, hell, and the grave, to be a reminder to us that death itself can't separate us from him. We not only can go into his presence, have a communication, or have a relationship with him, we can now sit at the table at the seat that God has for us for eternity. Right now. But it requires faith. See, we have the freedom of choice. We can keep climbing the trees that the world has for us, thinking that will bring us satisfaction. Or we can receive the gift of salvation that went up on a tree, the tree of Calvary, the cross of Christ for us. So today, wherever you are, I want to remind you of this gift that God has given us. John 3:16 and 17 reminds us, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Just as Jesus was standing at the bottom of that tree saying, Zacchaeus, I see you and I want a relationship with you. That is what he is doing right now. And so wherever you are right now, would you consider Jesus? We're about to say a prayer. It's not the words of this prayer that saves you. It's the faith that Jesus is who he says he is that saves you. We pray this prayer out loud as a family together in our Vine fam, because no one prays alone. So everyone, please bow your head and repeat these words after me. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner separated from you. I believe you came, lived the perfect sinless life I couldn't live, died the death I deserve, paying the penalty for my sins, on the cross, but loved me enough not to stay dead, but rose again on the third day so that I may have life. Come take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow you step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. And right now, wherever you are, wherever you're watching around the world, I'm going to ask you to take a bold next step. For the first time, you have confessed and repented of your sins and receive this free gift of salvation from Jesus Christ that he alone can bring through faith. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand on the count of three, wherever you are. Don't worry about who's looking. It's at the 1, 2, 3. If this is the first time you've done that, would you raise your hand? Maybe you're watching online. You can put a raised hand in the emojis. As a matter of fact, you can reach out to us at thevine.tv/respond. We would love to follow up with you. We want to celebrate this decision with you. And it's not so that we can get the credit or that we can get the glory. It's because we want to get you in touch and connected with a local church. Because my friend, right now, this ain't the finish line. Your eternity is secured. You will be with Christ in heaven forever, but you are just in the starting block. And we want to celebrate with you because we want you to know that in Christ alone, the best is still yet to come. And for the rest of us, if you want to look up for just a moment, I just want to remind us, no matter what season we're in, no matter how small we feel, no matter how weak we feel, no matter how much we think we don't have it together, we're absolutely right. We don't. But in Christ, he sees us. We aren't walking through this valley or mountaintop alone. If there's any way that we can pray for you, please let us know. Shoot those prayer requests at hello@thevine.tv or send those through our app. But most importantly, I just want to personally invite you. Come hang out with us next Sunday, November 19th, as we gather back together at the downtown YMCA. And we're going to kick off our Christmas series, A Thrill of Hope. Don't get mad. You've got Christmas music on your radio already. And we just want to give Jesus' name all the praise. I love you guys. I can't wait to see you next week. And always remember, the best is still yet to come.